The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Johnny Ward, who has of off the ball has more Nixers than Ivan Yates, is quite incredible. He joins me, and he covers racing, and he covers the League of Ireland is his real passion. I remember seeing him over the years, and I'd say, Johnny, why are you pursuing that lost cause of the League of Ireland? Well, every dog has his day, because tonight is a huge night. On off the ball, there will be live commentary. All kickoffs, I understand, at 7:45. Derry City away at home to Shelburne in the Brandywell, and Shamrock Rovers are at home to Waterford in Talla. Johnny, tell us first of all the difference this year about the League of Ireland. Is it all down to Damien Duff?
An awful lot of it is, Ivan. I think he's done more for the league than anyone single person ever has. I feel like for a floating voter, there's a kind of a, you know, if it's good enough for Damien Duff, it might just be good enough for me, and I'm going to give it a go. And matches I've been at lately in across the country, the spread of people there, non-nationals going to games, like tourists, kids, like a lot more women at games. It's really taken off. And I feel Damien Duff has been such box office. He's been a massive, massive help.
But I'm a big Man City fan. Is the quality any good?
Quality is definitely getting better. And I mean, if you were to take the most recent kind of live game that comes to mind, where Shells were really struggling to hold on to their leadership in the title race, Stephen Kenny's Pats come to Talca, go 2-0 up, Shelburne get two world-class goals to level, and then St. Pat's get a fifth goal to make it 3-2 in the game. And the quality's been... I think the quality's definitely improved as the season has gone on as well. The Shamrock Rovers have had a bad season, but they've gotten a lot of money now for being in Europe, and with Gareth Keller putting a lot of money into St. Pat's, Stephen Kenny coming in. I feel the games I've been at in the last couple of months, if you had any football fan at them, he or she would be happy.
OK, so let's go through the permutations tonight. It's Shelburne's to lose. What do they need to do in the Brandywell? Who Derry City have one eye in qualifying for Europe and one eye on the FAI Cup final next week. Just talk us through the Brandywell match first.
Yeah, this is the crux of it, and the atmosphere at the Brandywell might be a bit strange, Ivan, because Derry should be in the title race. They probably should have won the league this season with Shamrock Rovers having a low points tally, and they just haven't fired. Now, do they want Shelburne to lift the title in the Brandywell in front of their own fans? Like, that's something no one wants. On the flip side, it'd be better for Derry City if Shelburne won the league rather than Shamrock Rovers, because Shamrock Rovers have a lot of money as it is. But Derry kind of have their eye in Europe. They've more of an eye in the cup final. I honestly don't know what Derry is going to show up tonight. I had a bet at the start of the season on Shamrock Rovers and Cork City in a double, Cork City to win the first division. I'd given up on the bet months ago. It's now alive again, but I need Derry City to show up tonight. Shamrock Rovers need Derry City to show up tonight. If Shelburne win, they win the league.
But a draw might not be good enough.
I can't see Shamrock Rovers not beating Waterford. 10,000 people in Talla. Waterford haven't won a game and have been out of form, really. So Shamrock Rovers will win.
So they're 2 points ahead. So goal difference won't come into it.
Shamrock Rovers have better goal difference. So if Shelburne draw and Shamrock Rovers win, the goal difference will carry them over. And I'm at Talla, but it'll be funny at Talla, Ivan. Like, I was just talking to Colin Mullany. We're both in Talla tonight. And everyone will be watching the other game on the laptop. But because those feeds are a little bit behind, we'll probably hear a roar from the crowd. Somebody will get there first because they're always a few seconds behind. Yeah. But I honestly don't know. Both games are live in RT. I don't know what Derry will show up. The atmosphere has been a bit weird around the Brandywell this season. If Derry perform, Shells won't beat them. I'm not confident about that, though.
So you are a betting man. Who'll win the title?
Shamrock Rovers for me, but...
I know off the ball to spend 3 hours not cutting to the chase and talking up and down and over and back and so on. In a word, who wins?
I know somebody who has them back to 33-1. I'm on at 8-11. Shamrock Rovers.
Okay, right. My God.
Front page of the Sun as well
today. They will be gutted, Shells fans.
They will, and it's, you know, they haven't had a great kind of second half to season, but I have to say, regardless of what happens tonight, Shells have been fantastic. Like, and it's more Shamrock Rovers' failure than Shelburne's failure, if that's the way it works out. Damien Duff has done an amazing job, and for Damien Duff to say this would trump everything he's done in his career, that's why everyone loves him in the League of Ireland.
Okay, wears his heart on his sleeve. Meanwhile, staying with soccer, the Premiership, there's some key matches on this weekend, not least Man U against Chelsea on Sunday, which is the big 4:30 Sky kickoff. Will the new manager for United be in position by Sunday?
I think he's coming in after 3 games. He's going to play it out in Portugal. And
is he any good? Who is he?
Yeah, well, he's 39, so he's relatively young, and he came in and really revived the fortunes of Sporting. And to be fair, he kind of was linked with Man City as well, if Pep Guardiola were to go, because he has links to Man City. So he's highly regarded. It's kind of hard to know where the Manchester...
Ruben Amorim.
Yeah, Ruben Amorim. And, okay. And there's been real... I always kind of feel that when you look at what happened in Valencia this week, and you look at Gaza, like people crying over Sport is kind of a bit first world. But Sporting fans are really, really gutted over this. Like, they have a great loyalty to him. He's done really well at the club. And I suppose the Ten Hag thing, Ivan's been a bit strange, because maybe it was a bad sign that they only gave him a year kind of a reprieve after the FA Cup last season. But Man United have been really poor this season.
Okay, we have the Rugby Internationals, which will be kicking off. The All Blacks are on the 8th, and the following week, the Argentinians, the Pumas, will be here. And Munster are playing an All Blacks 11, and England are playing it. It's on TV. I'll be watching a lot of that. But because you're a racing fan, and so am I, the Breeders' Cup has caught my eye. It's all about, so it's 8 p.m. tonight on Virgin and 6 p.m. on Saturday. It's all about City of Troy, isn't it?
This is amazing, Ivan. You know, he's the Derby winner. He has never run on dirt, and dirt is a completely different surface to grass. He's gone over and trying to win the race for the first time for Aidan O'Brien, who's had a million attempts in Delmar, where the turf meets the surf in California. Tomorrow night, it's the end of a great day's racing from Down Royal on, with Gerry Colomb making his comeback. But Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore trying to do this on the dirt has really captured the racing audience. I'm just a little bit sad that the wider sporting public seems a little bit kind of removed from it, but maybe that's where racing's at.
So he's 7-4. Is he a play or a lay?
I couldn't back him at 7-4. There's too many negatives. Like, it's very, very possible.
But he's a better class. Like, the quality of the field isn't great.
It's not great. If the race were on grass, he'd be odds on. But he has so much to overcome there. He's had to go over to the States. He has to break okay, and he has to handle the surface. And it's a massive, massive if. Too many ifs for me at the end of a long season. But if I have a few points in the local, maybe I'll have a back to him at
Lake
that stage.
Victoria is probably the best other Irish chance. Lake Victoria.
Yeah, Lake Victoria runs tonight. Philly by Frankel. She's been amazing. Big fan of her from the outset. She runs tonight against on the grass. She should win.
And Torpedo Anna is supposed to be a good thing. He's a States runner.
Yeah, one of the more sort of hot fancies from the States. When they might have a vintage kind of crop this year.
All right. Well, all eyes will be on the Brandywell tonight. And if because Johnny talks through his wallet the whole time, it'll have to be Rovers for
talk
him.
Talk out of it as well, actually, yeah.
All right, Johnny Ward, thank you of Off the Ball.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.